You are listening to Waterside Wake Up here on Wednesday, October 5th, 7:37, 50 degrees. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today we're joined by Mallory Shoemaker, and October is National Co-op Month, and we got a little bit of an event going on here.
Yeah. We're just kicking off National Co-op Month with actually our partners in the community, Central Valley Ag Co-op, Farmway Credit Union, and Rolling Hills Electric Co-op is celebrating its 25th, and we're excited to say 25th anniversary of our Co-opportunity Day Picnic, which is a free community picnic for everyone to come and enjoy time with their co-ops or get to know what a co-op is while enjoying a fabulous free lunch.
Where is this event taking place and what day?
Yeah, well, it's this Friday, October 7th from 11 to 1 at Rolling Hills Electric Co-op here in Beloit, Kansas at their shop. So we're super excited, rain or shine. We'll have some cooler weather, I think, here Friday, but we'll have the shop all nice and toasty if that is. And so everyone's welcome, 11 to 1 this Friday at Rolling Hills Electric Co-op.
For those that might not be 100% sure, what does a co-op mean? What does that entail, and how do they work together?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really, how they work together is exactly how our business model is formed. We are owned by the people that utilize our business. So for Central Valley Ag, it's the local farmers that own the co-op. The credit union, it's the people who service them. Rolling Hills Electric Co-op, it's those people that are utilizing their services. And so you can't get more local than owning a company with your neighbors. And so we're just celebrating our business model, the cooperative system, and joining together to celebrate being local and supporting our economy from one side to the other. It's really exciting to be part of the co-op.
It's great. And you say that it's a free lunch, but you are asking for one thing, for people to bring one thing to this lunch.
Yes, yes. While it is a free lunch, we want you to celebrate with us. We also are always striving to give back to our communities in many different ways. And at the picnic this year, we're asking for people to donate food pantry items that will go back to the Mitchell County Food Pantry here in Beloit. And so if you forget, you know, certainly we aren't going to turn you away from the door. We'll feed you, but we are trying to stock up our local food pantry before the holiday season, and certainly supporting our those in need. So if you can, please bring a food pantry item and join us for lunch 11 to 1 this Friday.
Kind of a nice way to get something. You get that lunch, but you also get a chance to give back as well.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. The kids are going to be involved a little bit here, too. They're going to get something, not just the lunch, but what are they going to get?
Yeah. So new this year, we've got coloring books to hand out to, I guess I shouldn't just say kids. Some adults may like to color, too. But we have special co-op books that are co-ops are everywhere coloring books. So those that are wanting to color can learn about all the different types of co-ops that are out there. There are more than just the three I've mentioned. Business types, so they can use that coloring book. We'll have crayons that they can utilize. We're also posting fun facts about what is a co-op at the event, as well as specific information about Farmway Credit Union, Rolling Hills Electric Co-op, and Central Valley Ag Co-op. So lunch, learn, fun, food, you know, donation. We've got it all packed in.
You do. You got it all covered. One more time, when and where is your event?
Yes. So the Co-opportunity Day Picnic, which is a free community picnic, is this Friday, 11 to 1 at Rolling Hills Electric Co-op.
All right. Sounds like a great time. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Please go on out there October 7th, 11 to 1 at the Rolling Hills Electric Co-op in Beloit. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.